6'5", 331. Yes, I mean, it's coming along. I just kind of fine tuned it a little bit, but getting there. So.
What was it, senior bowl or your first exposure?
Yes, it was my first set as a tackle or right guard. So, but I just got to give me time to learn and get it down. So it'll be fun. Yes, a lot of people told me that I have to be versatile, and they know that I am a pretty good athlete, so that way it'll come natural to me. It's just I got to learn it, get just a little time with it and get it down easy. Yes, there's a lot of, because I'm very aggressive off the ball. I come off the ball very fast, and I open some holes for some running back, so. I was actually, I'm very quick setting off my left side as a left tackle, but like I said, it's just a little time with it, and I know it'll be a lot, it'll be fine, so it's just got to give me time, and it'll be.
Seems like it paid a lot more.
Yes, it does. That's where the money is, but it's just, I've been playing left guard all my career, and it's just something I gotta break and something I gotta learn.
What position do you play?
I play right guard usually because they want me to see how good of adjustment I am. And it felt weird in the first time, but at the end I kind of got the use of it. But usually when I play left guard, I was very comfortable and come off the ball real fast. So
you have not played path in the game?
No. In practice, I did a series, so I thought I did pretty good as a pass blocking right tackle. I really liked it. So,
how did you end up at left guard at school? Why were you positioned there?
Because I was quick and I like to pull. That's why, biggest reason why. So, I like to pull and kick out those linebackers and defensive end. That's pretty much the main reason why, because I told him I like to be engaged to a person real quick, and I like to pull. I admire him a lot. I mean, it's just sometimes I want to be like him, so just got to keep working hard.
You're considered the best guard coming out of this draft. Rather have it being the best at that position than being lost on the tackle?
I mean, I think it's pretty good to be a best offensive guard, but being versatile, it'll be a great deal, and hopefully it'll put me up the draft stock and stuff like that, but I think that I will do a great job as an offensive guard next level.
What's your experience with zone blocking? How do you feel like you fit?
Oh yeah, I will fit definitely well. Just I like double teaming and moving those the front five. It's very very simple, the zone offense scheme. So,
Mike, you say you'd do a great job as an offensive guard. Are you as confident about doing a great job as tackle?
Yes, I mean whatever team picks me and whatever they want me to play, I will definitely give them 110%. And I will definitely know that I will be the best at that position, so.
Hey, Mike, you follow guys like Mikko and Benede? Do you follow them?
I heard of them, and I admire them, what they've been doing, and just I want to make my name just like them, so it's just.
Table number five,
I seen them play, and I play against them, play against Ray my freshman year of 07, so. But
they went back to Samoa a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you heard,
yes.
Heard anything about that trip or what.
Yeah, I mean, they went just to help out a little bit, so, but I never heard too much about it, so.
Is there anything now from to the time you got to your pro day that you want to change about body weight or anything?
No, I move very well as the 330 pounds, so I think that a lot of teams will keep me there, like me there, because, I mean, if you can move and play well at 330 pounds, I don't think, why would you change it?
What's the prediction for your reps on 220?
Hopefully 30 reps. So.
Could you talk a little bit about your family moving over to the country? And I think I remember you lived in a relative.
Garage, yes. I mean, I came to the U.S. My family decided for us kids to have a better education and sacrificing a lot of stuff back in Samoa because we were very well off. And coming to the U.S. and realizing how it's very difficult financially, and then we moved into my auntie's house and stayed there for a whole year. And then my parents had both jobs, I mean, they have jobs, and was able to support us financially. And so we moved to a small apartment in Anaheim, close to school, and we kind of lived there for a while and just lived paycheck to paycheck, and it's been hard, and that's why I always take advantage of every little opportunity that I get. Just try to seize the moment so I can have a better future as myself and my family. So.
Did you actually live in a garage?
Yes, I mean my auntie offered a house, but we decided it was five of us, so we live in the garage. And I mean, I stay with my uncle in his room, share one bed. So me and my uncle, but mostly my family stayed in the garage. So.
It's every boy's dream to be able to play football. When did this dream become like reality?
It was my high school career. I noticed that I was a all right athlete, and I know that if I work hard at it and keep getting better, I know that I would do a lot of amazing things in the next level. So.
You seem like a pretty, you know, laid-back kind of guy, but you don't play that way. How do you get yourself kind of charged up?
I mean, it's very natural to me because I'm very competitive, and that's my nature. And when it comes to football, I like to destroy a lot of people, and it's fun. I mean, just try to be competitive, and that's the game of football. It's just very physical, so you don't want to get beat. Or as big as I am, I do not want to get beat, so that's the thing.
Do you have a personality transformation in the locker room?
No, I just go. I mean, I don't say a lot of I don't say much to my players, but when I say stuff, they obviously listen, and I don't usually yell at them. I just talk to them in a soft-spoken way, and they listen very well, and they respect that. So.
How did you get the name Mike? Was that you have a Samoan name?
No, my original name is Michael, and it was they wanted to shorten out because they wanted to add Big Mike in there, so Mike, it was the short version, so of Michael, kind of, but I went with it. I mean, every time I write something, I always write it Michael, but in football-wise, I write Mike, so. Yes, I realized that in my senior game, and that's not me. I don't know why I did that, but I usually have a strong punch. I attack a lot. I come up the ball very physical and sometimes too aggressive, but I guess it was pass blocking that I kind of changed my game, and because I didn't want to get beat, so I didn't want to just try to attack them and use them using my body commitment and swimming me, making me look real bad. So, but I do strike. I have a very physical punch, and I so. Oh, I was a high school. My high school is mainly focused on students who graduate from high school, so I didn't get very much help from my counselor and stuff like that, so I was a non-qualifier from high school. The reason why is I took the wrong classes, and I was in a qualifier in the NCAA requirement, so I decided to go to junior college, and I was at a barbecue function at junior college, and Idaho was there recruiting JC players. And they saw me there, and they asked if I was playing, and they said, no, they're recruiting me. And then went to my high school the next day and offered me a Prop 48 deal. So I refused it, but my parents was the reason why I took the offer, because they took out a loan, and and pay for my first year. So that's the reason why I didn't want to take the offer, because I don't want to pay back or let my parents took out a loan or something like that. So.
So you never played at the junior college?
No, I was gonna go to junior college. So. I was gonna go to Cerritos in California.
So this was a barbecue they were holding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. They say it was 34 or something today, but in the Senior Bowl it was 35. I guess I didn't stretch it out before the, but I mean, 34, 35, it doesn't make a little big difference. So.
You say your family was well off in school?
Yes, we were well off.
Talk about what you guys were doing there, and then when you came to the U.S., you were actually.
Yeah. I mean, we had a house, we had our own land, and my mom, my dad was working at a mechanic at a company called CPT, and he was probably the highest paid mechanic there. And my mom was helping out with my cousin's restaurant, so we were, I mean, decent, well-off family in Samoa. And one day my parents decided, they know there's nothing there, they know that the opportunity is limited, so they wanted us to excel and just do a lot of great things in the U.S. So they just dropped everything and just moved here, stay with my relative, my dad's sister, and just try to work something out, and then it did. I mean, God is amazing. So. Yes, I'm. Trying to, because my parents want to go back to Samoa and take care of their dream, because they want to have their own house and stuff down there and live there. And but just building my house down there be the biggest thing I ever want to do for them. So,
what are you hoping to accomplish here at the combine?
I'm hoping to accomplish just run a great 40 and do. Bench 30 reps and just show them how quick I am for how big I am. So, and because I know they really like me and respect me, so I kind of want to add icing to the topping. So,
the team that ultimately does pick you, what kind of football player are they getting?
Excuse me?
The team that ultimately does pick you, what kind of player are they getting?
Oh, they're getting the whole package, I think, character wise and the physicalness and just a great player. I know that I have a lot of goals entering the league, and it's just, I know that I will accomplish most of them, so.
You mentioned that Senior Bowl business at the holding. Do you have to explain that to teams a lot, talk about that?
I mean, they often ask what's my weaknesses, and I kind of tell them it's, I realize that pass blocking, is you got to be patient, and I tend to be very aggressive, and most of them say it's easier to. They like to teach kids to be patient but very aggressive, instead of trying to teach them very aggressive instead of patient. So.
You don't know what the team that's going to pick you.
No.
Vision for you.
Yes, sir.
So in the lead up to the draft, what kind of mindset you got? You're going to be a guard, you're going to be a tackle. How do you prepare yourself?
I mean, I've been working with Jackie Slater, and I've been working on both guard and tackle, and I know that there's also a mini camp and tryouts and stuff like that, and I'm gonna try to do my best.
Why not just work on tackle since you already have the guard thing down?
Yes, but that is true. But I know that most of them, they really like me as a guard, so I don't. It depends what team picks me, so I'm just trying to work on both, so that way if they want me to play tackle, then I will definitely work on more on tackle. So.
Most linemen to watch, who's growing up, or do you have a lineman that you try to emulate?
No, I actually just watch the position of the guards and position I am. I mean, just watch them and learn from what they do best. I mean, just how they play and try to get little technique. The little technique they use and stuff like that, but I don't really have a favorite player. I watch Deuce Latoy and Kimo Atu and all those guys and kind of learn from them a little bit just by watching them play. So.
Mike, a little bit more about
your side of the physicality. mentality of Europe and ask questions defense inside the ball?
I really love defense. That's my favorite passion of the game of football is defense. I like to, because I know I'm actually very physical that I could hold up two gaps or take double teams and stuff like that. So I always try to push my coach to make me a defensive player because I know that I am pretty good at it. But they really like me in offense and they need me in offensive line. So they try to work me on both ways, but it's kind of hard in college to play both ways, so.
Just following up, so did Idaho, did they ever play you on?
Yes, they did. They put me on a field goal, goal line.
Okay. And has any NFL scouts talked to you about?
No. I guess I'm doing a great job in offensive guard, so they don't really. But I really like defensive line.
Where have you been working with Jason Slater, and how often and what have you been
working on? When we first started, we worked like 4 days a week. 4 to 5 days a week, so.
Whereabouts?
In California, in Irvine.
Okay.
So. Yeah, tackle and guard. Specifically tackle. The technique, kicking backwards and three technique they have and just all the technique that he knows and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, he's a great teacher, though.
Is it common now for kids in Samoa to grow up wanting to play football?
Yes, now it's very big. I mean, it's just the opportunity they know they can get financially stable and have a better future and just the love of the game and being competitive out there. And it's just a big difference just by watching that 60 minute on TV and just talking to one of my friends or relative back in Samoa, and they said it's like a dream to play football there.
So. Just a couple more questions
for Mike. I was 14 when I moved out here.
Moving to America,
I think that's why I thank my mom and dad, because they did make that big sacrifice, and I'm very thankful for that. So.
And are there a lot of youth football?
Yes, they are building a Pop Warner team down there in youth football, and it's been very exciting to watch little kids play. Because I didn't have the opportunity. No one had the opportunity to play down, especially from Pop Warner, Pee Wee. I came to U.S. and most of the teammate I had, they said they played football ever since they were little. So I was like, you guys had the opportunity and the step ahead of me. So.
At podium A.
Mike, did Seattle, they talk to you this football
right here? Seattle? Yes, I talked to him last night. So. Talked to the Rams, the Falcons, and Buffalo Bills, and the Dolphins.
What would you say is your biggest line?
Just as a player, I offer a lot. I mean, I'm very physical, and I know that I will get better a lot because I don't know what's my limit of getting better, but I know it's far beyond.